Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Learn Something in English. My name is Carolina and in today's episode I'm going to talk about something that might be very useful for Spanish speakers, also for those who speak Italian or Portuguese, because I'm going to talk about words that are exactly the same in English and Spanish, or very similar, but they have completely different meanings. These words are called false friends or false cognates, and you might hear them and think, oh yeah, it's the same in Spanish or in Italian, in Portuguese, because we have the same word. But nope, they have completely different meanings. I recently made a video, a TikTok and a reel, about the word sensible and sensible in Spanish, and they are not the same word. They have two completely different meanings. So yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about today. And yeah, I just mentioned sensible and sensible, so let's start with those. Let's start with the word in English. What does sensible mean? It is an adjective, which means reasonable, logical. Someone who is sensible is someone who is wise, someone who thinks before taking a decision, for example. It would be the opposite of reckless. Someone reckless doesn't think about the consequences of an action, doesn't stop before taking a decision. That is the opposite of sensible. Now, the way someone acts can also be sensible. For instance, I can say, it is sensible to wear gloves when it's snowing. Let's say it's logical, it's reasonable, it makes sense, it's smart, you have to wear gloves. That's sensible. All right, I hope it's clear so far. Now, let's go to the word sensible in Spanish. Doesn't mean that. Sensible in Spanish means sensitive in English. What is something sensitive? It has different meanings depending on the context. Let's begin with the most common one, which is, for example, my skin is sensitive. It means it gets a reaction from external factors. My skin gets red if I apply cream. It gets red if I go outside. My skin is sensitive. I can also be sensitive when I am the kind of person who has a quick and delicate appreciation of others' feelings. And it could also mean that I easily get upset by the things people say or do. If someone says, oh, your hair is horrible, I am very sensitive. That's going to affect my feelings. It's going to make me feel sad. I'm going to feel upset, embarrassed, maybe angry. It doesn't necessarily mean sadness, right? Now, that is a sensitive person. If a subject is sensitive, maybe you watch movies on like streaming platforms like Netflix or Disney, whatever. You might see sometimes it says sensitive content. That means that it needs to be dealt carefully in order to avoid upsetting people. For example, eating disorders are sensitive issues that a lot of people have problems with. Or sex education and birth control, for instance, are for some people sensitive issues. You have to be careful when you talk about them. That is then the meaning of sensitive content. Now that this is clear, if you want to say sensible in English, you have to say sensitive. If you want to say sensato, razonable, o lógico, then you're gonna say sensible. All right? Let's move on to the next examples. Library and libreria. They don't have the same meaning. So library is where you go to study and you don't buy books there. It's a biblioteca, library. Yes, so you go, you study with your friends, you have to be quiet. That's a library. The one you see in like movies like Harry Potter, for example. And libreria, the place where you buy a book or a magazine, it's called bookstore or bookshop. So what's the difference? Bookstore is the term that is more commonly used in the US, and bookshop is more commonly used in the UK. So if I need to buy a book, I will probably go to a bookshop or a bookstore. And if I have to study with my friends, I'm going to a library. All right, let's move on. And the last pair of words is going to be realize and realizar. They don't mean the same thing. To realize means when you didn't know something and then you do. Darse cuenta in Spanish. Yeah? I realize I knew that girl. Me di cuenta que conocí a esa chica al final. Yeah, so you realize that something is what you didn't know it was. And realizar in Spanish means to perform, to achieve, to carry out. As simple as that. And that will be all for today's episode. Please let me know if you would like me to make another episode about false friends. Could be in Spanish, could be in German. So let me know and see you in the next episode. Bye!